Hey guys, it's Portia Who That Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I'm an eclectic combination of many seemingly paradoxical things. What does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And today I'm super excited to talk to you about staying relevant, or shall I say just being relevant. A lot of times we stay busy just doing a whole lot of nothingness and or really just regurgitating things that are just not relevant to our field or to our industry anymore. And I kind of say it this way. My mom now used to say, and this is really not a great attribute of it, but if it worked for me, it should work for you. And even though that sounds good, it may not necessarily be true. Sometimes you have to kind of throw out the old and bring in the new. And the way to do that is to remember to stay relevant, to stay current. Stop giving people stale advice and stale information. And you stop putting into action things that just don't work anymore. There's a great book that was written years ago that was named or titled Who Moved My Cheese? And I love the characters in there about him and Ha. And if you've read it before, you know what I'm talking about. And these rats were in this rat race to find the cheese, and the cheese had moved. And so they had to find the cheese. And those that had been in the game for a long time were just really put out, and they became depressed and despondent because they had been doing things the way that they had been doing them before and the way that they had found success before in life. And when the cheese moved, then they were in just disarray. And so those that decided that the things and the ways that we're doing aren't working anymore, or we can kind of sniff or smell or sense a change going on, and if we don't want to get left behind, we're going to have to change with it. Those that are open to change and to staying relevant, you know what? Those are saying, I didn't have the internet. I've been paying my bills all these years without the internet. So now I just still, you know, buy a stamp and put it in the mail, and my bills still get paid on time. I'm telling you, in the long run, you may still be able to pay your bills, but the way that you communicate and the way that you live with those that are around you will be a disservice to yourself. You must stay relevant in your industry, in the business. You know, if you can't send an email, I have a fax machine. That's what they say. I have a fax machine. Can I send you a fax? And now you don't really even hear about people using faxes. You know, they're scanning it and emailing it, and they're just all kinds of technologies out there. And if you don't stay relevant, you'll lose customers. I remember just running into a customer one time, and they were at a trade show. And I was like, well, do you take credit cards? They were like, no, we just take cash and checks. And I was like, really? Because I didn't have a check on me or enough cash to get what they had. So they lost potential, just great sales that day because they couldn't stay relevant. I mean, to do e-commerce on the go now is super simple. You have programs and companies such as PayPal and Square that even give you their devices for free and allow you to set up accounts for free. So you got to stay relevant so that you don't miss out on multiple opportunities to make your business become profitable and for it to sustain in these very competitive times. So this is Portia. If you would like to know more about what I do, please visit me online at www.portiachandler.com. I'd love to hear from you. Take care.